ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः आवहन्ति वितन्वाना आवहन्ति वितन्वाना
बिफोर् दिस् ऐ वाण्ट् टु शेर् दिस्
ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः शन्नो भवद्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Can you repeat this?
शन्नो मित्र शम्भरुणः शन्नो भवद्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः
शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः
शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु आत्माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
आवहन्ति वितन्वाना
आवहन्ति वितन्वाना
कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः
कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः
वासागंसि मम गावश्च
वासागंसि मम गावश्च
अन्नपाने च सर्वदा
अन्नपाने च सर्वदा
ततो मे श्रियमावह
ततो मे श्रियमावह
लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
आवहन्ति वितन्वाना
आवहन्ति वितन्वाना
कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः
कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः
वासागंसि मम गावश्च
वासागंसि मम गावश्च
अन्नपाने च सर्वदा
अन्नपाने च सर्वदा
ततो मे श्रियमावह
ततो मे श्रियमावह
लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
विमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
विमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा
प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्म ब्रह्मचारिणस्वाहा दमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणस्वाहा
शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणस्वाहा
शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणस्वाहा
यशो जने सानि स्वाहा
यशो जने सानि स्वाहा
श्रेयान् वस्य सोऽसानि स्वाहा
श्रेयान् वस्य सोऽसानि स्वाहा
तं त्वा भग प्रविशानि स्वाहा
तं त्वा भग प्रविशानि स्वाहा
समा भग प्रविश स्वाहा
समा भग प्रविश स्वाहा
तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे
तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे
निभगाहम्
निभगाहम्
त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा
त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा
यथापः प्रवतायन्ति
यथापः प्रवतायन्ति
यथा मासा अहर्जरम्
यथा मासा अहर्जरम्
एवं मां ब्रह्मचारिणः
एवं मां ब्रह्मचारिणः
धातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा
धातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा
प्रतिवेशोऽसि प्रमाभाहि
प्रमाभाहि
प्रमापद्यस्व
प्रमापद्यस्व
सो लास्ट क्लास वी सा व्याहृति उपासनम् And then we're going to see the, we will chant it, then we will stop and start the explanation. Go ahead.
Bhur, bhur, bhuvasu varitiva.
Bhur, bhuvasu varitiva.
Bhur, bhuvasu varitiva.
Bhur, bhuvasu varitiva.
Yetastisro.
Yetastisro.
व्याहृतयः
व्याहृतयः
तासामुहस्मै
तासामुहस्मै
ताञ्चतुर्थीम्
ताञ्चतुर्थीम्
माहाचमस्यः प्रवेदयते
माहाचमस्य प्रवेदयते
मह इति तद्ब्रह्म
तद्ब्रह्म
स आत्मा
स आत्मा
अङ्गान्यन्या देवताः
अङ्गान्यन्या देवताः
भूरिति वा अयं लोकः
भूरिति वा अयं लोकः
भुवये त्यन्तरिक्षम्
भुवैत्यन्तरिक्षम्
सुवरित्यसौ लोकः
सुवरित्यसौ लोकः
मह इत्यादित्यः
मह इत्यादित्यः
आदित्येन वाव सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते
आदित्येन वाव सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते
आदित्येन वाव
आदित्येन वाव
सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते
सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते
भूरिति वा अग्निः
भूरिति वा अग्निः
भुव इति वायुः
भुव इति वायुः
सुवरित्यादित्यः
सुवरित्यादित्यः
मह इति चन्द्रमा
मह इति चन्द्रमा
चन्द्रमसा वाव सर्वा स चन्द्रमसा वाव
சர்வாணி
ஜோதிகம் ஷிமஹீயந்தே
ஜோதிகம் ஷிமஹீயந்தே
பூரிதி வாரசஹ
பூரிதி வாரசஹ
புவ இதி சாமானி
புவ இதி சாமானி
சுவரிதி யஜுகம்ஷி
சுவரிதி யஜுகம்ஷி
மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம
மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம
ப்ரஹ்மணாவாவ
ப்ரஹ்மணாவாவ
சர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே
சர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே
பூரிதி வை ப்ராணஹ
பூரிதி வை ப்ராணஹ
புவ இத்யபானஹ
புவ இத்யபானஹ
சுவரிதி வ்யானஹ
சுவரிதி வ்யானஹ
மஹ இத்யன்னம்
மஹ இத்யன்னம்
அன்னேன வாவ
அன்னேன வாவ
சர்வே ப்ராணா மஹீயந்தே
சர்வே ப்ராணா மஹீயந்தே
தாவா ஏதாஷ்
சதஸ்ரஶ்சதுர்தா
தாவா ஏதாஶ்சதஸ்ரஶ்சதுர்தா
தாவா ஏதாஶ்சதஸ்ரஶ்சதுர்தா
சதஸ்ரஶ்சதஸ்ரோ வ்யாஹ்ருதயஃ
சதஸ்ரஶ்சதஸ்ரோ வ்யாஹ்ருதயஃ
தாயோ வேத
தாயோ வேத
சவேத ப்ரஹ்ம
சவேத ப்ரஹ்ம
சர்வே ஏஸ்மை தேவா
சர்வே ஏஸ்மை தேவா
பலிமா வஹந்தி
பலிமா வஹந்தி
பலிமா வஹந்தி
பலிமா வஹந்தி
So this whole of Anuvaka talks about the Vyahriti Upasanam. This is the second Upasanam we study in this first chapter. Just as in Samhita Upasanam, we had Samhitas, the combination of letters as the symbols upon which we invoke the Devatas, here in Vyahriti Upasanam, We have Vyakritis as the Alambanani, as the symbols. And what are these, how many Vyakritis are here? There are three Vyakritis revealed by Brahma and which are the essence of the Gayatri Mantra, which is essence of the entire, all the three Vedas. And we also have one more Vyakriti called Mahaha and which is the contribution of Mahachamasya Rishihi, son of Mahachamasya. And so totally we have four Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. And I told you, Vyakritihi, this does not mean, Bhuhu does not mean Vyakriti or anything. They are just the syllables. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, they are only syllables. But these syllables are known as Vyakritis. I gave three reasons. Because they have been uttered by Brahmaji, therefore they are called Vyakritihi means utterance. So sacred divine utterances of Brahma, therefore Vyakritis. There is no reason why Vyakritihi. Then Vyakritihi also means that which destroys. Vyakriyante papani iti Vyaharanti papani iti Vyakritiyaha. Because these meditation upon these Vyakritis also destroy all our papams, etc. Therefore, they say Vyakritihi means that which destroys the papam. Therefore, it's called Vyakritihi. So, papatte aipadu is equal to Vyakritihi. You know, Brahmana hollapattadu is equal to Vyakritihi. And one more meaning is what? Because they are often used everywhere. In Karmakanda, in Jnanakanda, Upasanakanda, everywhere widely these Vyakritis are used. Therefore, that which are used often, therefore, they're called Vyakritis. There's no special why they are called Vyahurtis, just I want to give, remind you of the names. And we have these three Vyahurtis plus Mahachamasyas, one more Vyahurti, totally four Vyahurtis. And these Vyahurtis are the symbols upon which we invoke the Devatas. And here also we have what now? The Loka. Lokas are invoked. And then thereafter we also have the other Devatas are invoked. Even I told you about the second Upasana, you have to remember. I said wherein Chandra, I want to tell you this. Of the four Vyahurtis, and we invoke different Devatas. And then the Devatas invoked here, we said, is a Pradhana Devata called Angi, and subordinate Devatas called main Devata called Angi, and subordinate Devatas called Angani. So, this always the Pradhana Devata is the one who is invoked upon this Mahaha Vyahritihi. Maha Vyahritihi becomes the Alambanam always for the superior Devata. The superior means what? The exalted Devata. And the Angi Devata. Other Vyahritis, Bhuha Bhuha Suvaha, become the Alambanani for other Anga Devatas. So Angi Devata is the Pradhana Devata. Anga Devatas are subordinate Devatas. Angi Devata is invoked upon the Maha Vyahritihi. Anga Devatas are invoked upon Bhuha Bhuha Suvaha Vyahritis. So we had, here also we have four branches of meditation. In Samhita Upasana we have five branched meditation, and here we have four branched meditation. In each branch of meditation, four different Devatas are invoked upon four different Vyahritis. Therefore, we have four levels of meditation, I mean four branches. Therefore, Chatasraha Chaturdha. Four meditations, okay, four branches of meditation upon four different these Vyahritis. Totally 16 Devatas are invoked. We are not going to go into the details of what those objects of meditation etc. are. And then Chatasras Chatasro Vyahritayaha. So four Vyahritis are there. Upon each Vyahriti, in each meditation, four Devatas are invoked. Totally, we have 16 Devatas meditated upon these four Vyahritis. This is the Vyahriti Upasanam. I am not going to the details of who are all the Devatas and all that. Just I want to remind you. And I have been telling you, the Vedic meditations prescribed here are only for the Vedic student of Vedic times. Because we are not Vedic students of Vedic times, we need not practice these upasanas. But it's important for us to understand how meditations are. Okay? So we now at least you must have become very clear. For a Vedantic student, the meditation is not for just mental relaxation. It's not just for the relaxation of the mind. It's not just one of the techniques which people practice for, you know, to free yourself from stress, etc. For the corporate people, the so-called modern people, meditation is to relieve oneself from the stress and relieve oneself from a means of relaxation. They may use it. But for us, we are very clear, meditation is the technique practiced here mainly for mental purity and mental steadiness. And meditation, independently practiced or practiced along with the performance of rituals, we call it upasanam. The jnana, the samuchaya upasanam. Angi upasanam means what? Angi upasanam means meditation practiced along with the performance of certain rituals is called angi upasanam. And anga upasanam. Meditation practiced along with the performance of ritual is called anga upasanam. If meditation is practiced independently without any performance of ritual, it is called angi upasanam. Angi upasanam or anga upasanam, any upasanam gives twofold fruits. One, if it is a sakama upasanam, see, like going to higher lokas, enjoyment of better pleasures, or this and the wealth, prosperity, or for different purposes. So they all sakama upasana. If you practice it for a given purpose, it becomes sakama upasanam, sakama karma. It will bless you with those fruits. But they had to be performed properly. If you practice for antahkarna shuddhi and naishchalyam, then it becomes mental purity and steadiness, then it becomes a nishkama upasanam. Anyway, what I'm saying, for us, for Vedantic students, it's not just to simply relax and to free yourself from stress. It is for mental purity and mental steadiness, you should know. And meditation itself is not the end for us. Meditation is not the ultimate end. Okay? Only for mental purity and steadiness. And what is mental purity and steadiness for must be very clear for you. Isn't it? Second thing, and whenever we meditate in Vedic meditations, you can always understand anything we meditate on, this is only a symbol. A symbol. And that symbol always stands for Bhagavan Ishwara. We just don't meditate on something, some tree, something. You may meditate on something, but whatever you meditate on is not just something which holds your attention. We have to relate to that as Ishwara, but Bhavana must be Bhagavan. Otherwise, it's not meditation. Okay, that's very important. Ishwaraha eva dheya vastu, dheya vishyaha. Bhagavan is the object of meditation. And that's why Bhagavan, in the form of natural phenomena, devatas are the objects of meditation, and they are always invoked upon any symbols. Bhagavan is not the symbol, but any symbol is for this devata or Bhagavan. That should be very clear. That is why we can have reverence, isn't it, for those things also. We don't look at something stone or something like that. That is why I want to tell you these things. So, we are reading the last part of the Vyahruti Upasanam. What is that last Upasanam here? Last part, Palashruti. What is the Palashruti? If a person practices this Vyahruti Upasanam, what happens to him? We are seeing. Tayo Veda. Tayo Veda, Saveda Brahma, Saveda Brahma. Okay. Staha Yaha Veda, Yaha Purushaha, Taha Vyahrutayaha Veda. He who knows those Vyahrutis means what now? He who meditates upon those Vyahrutis. What does it mean? One who practices this Vyahruti Upasanam. Saha Veda Brahma. He knows Brahman. That means what now? Brahman here does not mean Nirgunam Brahma consciousness. Here Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Sagunam Brahma means Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means what now? The Lord. Lord means what? Hiranyagarbha. Which Lord? Okay? Please remember, whenever I say Hiranyagarbha or Virat or Ishwaraha, all the three words mean the Lord. If I say Virat, means what? The Lord. Hiranyagarbha means what? The Lord. Ishwaraha means what? The Lord. Understand? Only Lord is given three different functional names. I told you in Mundaka Upanishad class. And here, Ishwaraha, when you say, even though the word, because all the Tamil people in the minds would have gone, Ishwaraha means Lord Shiva, immediately. Even for Indians, they would have gone to the mind to the Shiva only. Shiva means one who fits with Vibhuti and then all those things. But understand, Ishwaraha is a Sanskrit word which means the Lord, that's all. Doesn't mean any form, not Shiva or Vishnu or anything. Lord means Ishwaraha, that's all. So, who is the Lord here? We know very well, Maya Upahita Chaitanyam, consciousness with Maya Shaktihi is called Ishwaraha. Consciousness endowed with the Shakti is Ishwaraha. And here, we are invoking the Lord as Hiranyagarbha. Okay, you should understand Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means what now? The consciousness with subtle manifestation. Okay, the subtle manifestation, when you say, it implies what? Consciousness, sukshma prapancha sahita chaitanyam. Sukshma prapancha sahita chaitanyam is equal to Hiranyagarbha. When you involve the entire subtle universe plus consciousness, there is no subtle universe without consciousness. Okay, the subtle manifestation, the total subtle manifestation with the consciousness is Hiranyagarbha. Then you can ask, what do you mean by saying total subtle manifestation or subtle universe, sukshma prapanchaha? To understand that, you have to know what, remember your Sattubodha classes, that what is sukshma shariram, individual sukshma shariram. You know, the individual subtle body consists of 16 aspects. Remember, we'll remember again, we'll recollect now. Tell me, what are they? Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, antahkaranam, antahkaranam, isn't it? So, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, and mind. Antahkaranam as a whole, isn't it? Six aspects. Now, I told this individual sense power is called indriyam, isn't it? Indriyam. Now, you imagine samashti indriyam. See, one individual seeing power is called indriyam. Individual hearing power is called indriyam. Individual power of smell is called indriyam. Individual power of taste is what? Indriyam. But now, the total seeing power is called devata. Individual power is indriyam. Total seeing power is what? Called devata. So, we have presiding deity of each power. Seeing, total seeing power, total hearing power, total power of taste, total power of touch. We have each total power. It's called devata. Is it clear now? It's also looked upon as devata. Now, similar total mind, isn't it? That Hindu individual mind and total minds. Individual, like everything. Now, all the devatas put together, total powers of total powers. Totality of total powers. got thing now? All the seeing power, all the powers of organs of actions, all the powers of, all the devatas put together, all the, you know, minds, total mind power, total prana shakti, total manas shakti, total indriya shakti, total jnanendriya shakti, karmendriya shakti, all of them put together is what? Hiranyagarbha, which is called samashti sukshma prapanchaha. You can say total subtle manifestation or entire subtle universe is called what now? Hiranyagarbha. In Puranic language, Brahma. Not Brahma, Brahma. So, here sagunam Brahma, saguna Ishwaraha, we say. The entire manifestation, subtle manifestation. Total subtle manifestation. It's called Hiranyagarbha. And you can ask, why Hiranyagarbha is called Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyam means gold. Garbha means, literally means womb. But here, womb means inside. Hiranyam garbhe yasya saha Hiranyagarbha. Golden bellied. That's the literal meaning. And that's why people also translate as funny translations, golden egg, etc. I tell you, there's no gold, there's no egg. Okay? Gold stands for glittering. Glittering stands for effulgence. Effulgence stands for, I mean, light stands for knowledge. Light stands for knowledge, which stands for consciousness. Understand now? And then this garbha stand for what now? Inside. So why we say there's this total mind is ever inseparably with the consciousness. Hiranyagarbha represents the total mind, all the minds. Okay, therefore, always consciousness is ever with the mind. There's never is away from consciousness. Never is consciousness, the mind without the consciousness. Therefore, we say Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya means the one who has knowledge within. Okay, one who has knowledge inside. One who has always knowledge in. It's called, we say what now? Hiranya Garbha. In fact, consciousness is in everything. There's no term conscious is not in anything. But here, we also have Jnanam. Because he represents the, Hiranyagarbha represents the total mind also, he also becomes what now? Total knowledge. Whatever I know, whatever he knows, whatever you know, whatever anybody else knows, any knowledge is what now? Hiranyagarbha only. Knowledge of anything, of any, okay, knowledge of anything, whoever knows, that knowledge is what? Mind. Is it clear now? Therefore, this a total knowledge also is what now? Hiranyagarbha represents total knowledge. Total mind. Because he represents total minds, Hiranyagarbha represents total sukshma shariram. Hiranyagarbha represents total mind also. Therefore, he represents total knowledge. But this Hiranyam gold stands for light of knowledge. Knowledge, and this light, therefore, Garbhe Yasya, the one who has knowledge inside, is called what now? Hiranya Garbha. That's the mean, literal meaning, understand? In fact, Hiranya Garbha, you have to say, he represents the total subtle body when you say, okay, the total minds, therefore, Hiranya Garbha is total knowledge, Sarva Jnana Shaktiman. Sarva Jnana Shaktiman. He is endowed with the total power of knowledge. And because he represents the total prana also, he is Sarva Kriya Shaktiman. Hiranyagarbha is what? Total Sarva Jnana Shaktiman. He is also Sarva Kriya Shaktiman. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha represents total minds and total knowledge and total power, prana shakti, total energy also. Okay, sarva kriya shaktiman. Hope you get this, what I'm saying. This is Hiranyagarbha. Okay, therefore what he says here, this person who meditates upon vyakritis, becomes one. Brahma Veda means what now? He becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. He attains the status of being the Hiranyagarbha. That means what? His sukshma remains resolved in total sukshma. How does one sukshma remains resolved in total sukshma? If you do not have physical body, where are you? People ask, what happens to Sukshma after death? Where does it go? Where does it travel? You want to know all these things. No? But Shastra says, if the Sthulam is not there, Sukshma, what will do? It remains one with total. You can't differentiate and see. Understand? But for everybody, does it become... Now, for people who do not practice this meditation, it will assume another body and be born again. But for people who meditate on this Vyakritis, this remains without the physical form. It remains one with Hiranyagarbha. This is, don't go too much into this thinking of all what happens and all those things. The Sukshma, when if a person practices Vyakriti Upasana, he has to wait for the death to happen. Enjoy the fruit. Why? When he is alive, he cannot really go to Brahmaloka and become one with this Hiranyagarbha. after the death alone, when the Sukshma leaves the physical body, then the Sukshma becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. This is the phalam. Saha Veda Brahma means what now? He becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Then, this is the context Shankaracharya raises this objection. How can the one who meditates upon Vyakritis become one with Hiranyagarbha? What is the connection? If a person who meditates upon Hanumanji should become, he should be blessed with what? He should have great vairagyam. That should be the phalam. That should be the fruit. And the one who meditates upon Hanumanji cannot become a grihastha. He gets married and becomes a grihastha. You know why? Because Hanumanji stands for something special. How can one who meditates upon Hanuman, who represents vairagyam, dispassion, and later after, as a result of meditation of Hanumanji, and he gets married to an it becomes a big samsari, means what? Is that right? Isn't it like that? One who meditates upon Vyakritis, how can he remain one with Hiranyagarbha? So Shankara says, no, this Vyakriti Upasanam should be practiced along with the practice of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Only then it will be effective. That means now we have to understand what now? What is that Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? So Vyakriti Upasanam practiced along with the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam alone, it's a Samuchaya Upasanam, it's a combined meditation. Both meditations practiced together alone will bless one with the fruit of attainment of Brahmaloka, becoming one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay, that is understood. Then once he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, naturally what will happen? All the devatas will offer their oblations to Hiranyagarbha. Isn't that what he says? Sarve devaha asmai balim avahanti. Bali means, don't think bali, offerers. He has, once you become one with Hiranyagarbha, and you will enjoy the offerings of all the devatas. So what is this Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? We are going to see that now. Why do we need to read what is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? It's the third Upasanam, which is to be practiced as in combination with Vyakriti Upasanam, which is going to come in the next Anuvaka. Okay, you bear with me, and we are waiting to go to second and chapter soon. Saya. Esho Antar. Esho Antar. Hridaya Akashaha. Hridaya Akashaha. Saya Esho Antar. Saya Esho Antar. Hridaya Akashaha. Hridaya Akashaha. Tasmin Ayam. Tasmin Ayam. Purusho Mano Mayaha. Purusho Mano Mayaha. Amruto Hiran Mayaha. Amruto Hiran Mayaha. Antare Nataluke. Antare Nataluke. Ya Eshastana.
Ya Eshastana.
Iva Valambate.
Iva Valambate.
Se Endrayonihi.
Se Endrayonihi.
Yatrasau.
Yatrasau.
Keshanto.
Keshanto.
Vivartate.
Vivartate.
Vyapohya Shishakapale.
Vyapohya Shishakapale.
Vyapohya Shishakapale.
Vyapohya Shishakapale.
Bhurityagnau Pratitishthati.
Bhurityagnau Pratitishthati.
Bhuva iti vayo.
Bhuva iti vayo.
Suvarityaditya.
सुवरित्यादित्ये
मह इति ब्रह्मणे
मह इति ब्रह्मणे
आप्नोति स्वराज्यम्
आप्नोति स्वराज्यम्
आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम्
आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम्
वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः
वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः
श्रोत्रपतिर्
श्रोत्रपतिर्
विज्ञानपतिः
विज्ञानपतिः
एतत्ततो भवति
एतत्ततो भवति
आकाशस् शरीरं ब्रह्म
आकाशशरीरं ब्रह्म
सत्यात्मा
सत्यात्मा
प्राणारामं
प्राणारामं
मन आनन्दं
मन आनन्दं
शान्ति समृद्धममृतम्
शान्ति समृद्धममृतम्
इति प्राचीन
इति प्राचीन
योग्योपास्य
योग्योपास्य
टिल हियर वी हैव हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम एंड उपासना फलम ओके एवरीथिंग नाउ यू डोंट हैव टू सी द बुक नाउ आई हैड एक्चुअली लॉट्स ऑफ थिंग्स टू टेक यू टू बिकॉज ऑल लाइक अ कोड टू मेक इट अंडरस्टैंड वेरी क्लियर. You can just listen to me, then we can see the words. Hiranyagarbha represents total minds, total pranas, total sense powers, total powers of organs of actions, and total minds. Also, might have told you already, total pranas also. So this is a total subtle manifestation. Entire subtle manifestation is what Ishvara for us. And what this is manifestation when you say this, whether you know very well, matter as unmanifest matter, pure matter, or the subtly manifest matter, or the grossly manifest matter, matter never is away independent of consciousness. That is why whenever we say, whether the unmanifest universe, you say, still it is what? Ishvaraha. When the universe is unmanifest, what is there? Pure matter with consciousness. When there is subtle manifest universe, when you say, what is there? Gross universe. Subtle universe, gross subtle manifestations plus consciousness. Therefore, that's why we say whether matter is manifest as the universe or unmanifest as the pure matter, it is never outside of consciousness. That is why we say what is Ishvara, the Lord for us? These two, we studied in, luckily we are doing the same thing in our Gita class also, 7th chapter also we are doing. We were discussing about this, how Ishvara is, how Brahman is both nimitta karanam, upadana karanam, how Brahman is again both vivarta upadana karanam and parinama upadana karanam, etc. We had discussed already. So you know very well, the matter manifest is what? Prapancha. Prapancha unmanifest is matter. But where does this manifestation of matter into universe and the universe becoming unmanifest as the matter, where does it happen? What is it that basis? Consciousness. Therefore, Ishvara means consciousness with matter is Ishvaraha. And here that matter manifests as a subtle universe, the totality of all this subtle manifestation, we say Hiranya Garbhaha. Is it clear now? When you say every individual mind has some knowledge, isn't it? Total mind means what now? Total knowledge. That is why Hiranyagarbha is called what now? Hiranya Garbha. The one who has knowledge inside is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya. Garbha literally means womb. It means inside. Hiranyagarbha. So this Hiranyagarbha, now when you say the total, now you are supposed to invoke, meditate upon whom now? You are supposed to meditate upon the Hiranyagarbha. Who is the Upasit Devata here? Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha. Object of meditation is Hiranyagarbha. And who is the one who is meditating? You, the individual mind. The individual mind, he has to dwell upon or meditate on total mind. Not just the total minds, total minds, total pranas and total all the powers also. So now you can, even if you take it as okay, even the Hiranyagarbha represents the total subtle manifestation, you can just take total minds. So the individual mind, the tiny little mind, which is part of the total mind, how can it conceive the total mind? Is it possible? It is not possible. Get that point now? Therefore, it is not conceivable. That's why we also inconceivable. Okay? For the individual mind, it is difficult, it is not possible to conceive of the total mind. Therefore, we need an alambanam, a symbol for Hiranyagarbha. So, and here, what happens? Sometimes, when you are asked to meditate upon a symbol, which stands for Ishvara, the total, and that symbol is outside, means what happens? You already has this orientation. What orientation? I am different from the Lord. Lord is different from me. It's a great pain also to understand that sometimes a great pain for some devotees who have been trained. See, initially you are asked to meditate upon Lord on a symbol outside. And slowly you are taught, slowly you are taken to the fact. That is why it's called shakana, slowly, step by step. First they ask you to help you to focus, see the God here. See, whole this universe, God means difficult. So have a small symbol in front of you. Focus mind upon this. Even though Bhagavan is not this small symbol, this symbol is Bhagavan. And you become so attached. You worshipping and worshipping for many years. Praying, some people, like you can see even Meera's stories. She can't part with the Krishna she was praying to. That same Krishna she was always wanted to have with it. Tyagaraja Swami, great Mahatma, he could not part with Rama's Murti. It is natural for such Mahatma suffered means, what about ordinary people? It is very, very natural for us to get emotionally entangled with anything. Okay? What, even Bhagavan's forms also, not only human beings. I cannot live without her, I cannot live without him, I cannot live without this. That is emotional entanglement. It is very natural for the human mind to be entangled with something. I cannot, anything you associate with for a long time, that's a new entanglement. Please understand. It is very difficult. Like a nice gum, it goes and sticks with everything. It is very difficult to scrape it and take it. When you scrape and take it, and the wound comes. Kasana, the wound. It is a big problem. It is very natural. That is, emotional companionship is a must. Emotionally, you have to get hooked on something so that you won't be hooked on to too many things. Okay, getting hooked on to one thing is, so to prevent you from getting hooked on to many things and getting distracted. That is why one family, one thing and all those things, initially they taught like that. Okay, worship Bhagavan in this form. What happened in the long run, not only with the people you get entangled, the murtis you worship, invoke also what now, you get entangled. And people quarrel also, no, my God is superior, your God is inferior. I remember as a child, I used to know, when they asked to go to temples, I want to go to my own Perumal temple. Not even the other village temple. I go back to my own Krishna's temple, not even other temple. It's called emotional entanglement with some murtis also. It is very difficult. That is why always a separation, the notion of I am being separate from the Lord. I am different, Lord is different from me. Lord is away from me. Now I have to reach Him and He has to come to me. And calling the Lord, please come to me. Please take me. You know, these things are all emotional thing. Therefore, here Shastram wants to help us. What does it do? Instead of invoking Bhagavan in a symbol which is outside of you thing, may Bhagavan be invoked in yourself. So invoking Ishwaraha in one's own self, isn't it? Thereby one can see one's own things, one's own swarupam, one invoking Bhagavan one's own self is a practice. Seeing one's own parts as Bhagavan. Such a practice of meditation, invoking Lord in oneself, is called Ahangraha Upasanam. Ahangraha Upasanam. Ahangraha Upasanam means what now? Invoking the Lord in yourself. That means you yourself become a symbol for the Lord, the whole. Whether you have the symbol outside your physical body or have your own thing as a symbol of meditation. It's called Ahangraha Upasanam. Therefore, invoking the Ishvara, the Lord, in oneself. In oneself means what now? Within oneself means having one's own self as object of meditation. Is called the symbol of meditation is called Ahangraha Upasanam. So here also in Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, what do? We take our own mind. We have our own mind. Our own mind becomes a symbol for the total mind. Okay, individual mind, your own mind is taken as an alambanam for the total mind, Hiranyagarbha. Who is the object of meditation? Hiranyagarbha. What is the alambanam here? No Vyahriti, no Samhita, no any Murti. Your own mind is the alambanam. Okay. Therefore, Upanishad says, and where is this mind? In waking state, mind is all over. In waking state, mind is all over means what now? Not only outside, the mind is all over the physical body. That is why ant comes, a small tiny thing comes and, you know, bites your smallest toe finger and you can easily scratch it, because mind is there also. Mind is all pervasive in waking state. But what happens to his mind in deep sleep state? Deep sleep state, mind withdraws from the whole body and resolves in its own place. Like we all come back to our houses in the evening after your work. The mind also goes back and resolves. Oh, that means in waking it pervades the whole body. In deep sleep state it resolves somewhere. That means what now? We have to find a locus of the mind. Locus of the mind means what here? We have to remember, you know, every indriyam is different from golakam. Do you remember that? I said seeing power is indriyam. The power of seeing, which is subtle, which is invisible, okay, which is not available for sense perception, as what now is an indriyam, which its location, the locus, is a physical part, is called golakam. Your eyeball with the ear, this eyelids is called golakam for the seeing power. Your eardrum with the ear lobes is what? Golakam for the power of hearing. Your sharp or blunt nose becomes what now? Golakam for the power of smelling. The tongue is a golakam. The power of taste is the indriyam. Okay, all the five subtle powers have their respective golakams. What about the antahkaranam? The power of thinking, the power of knowing, power of mentation. The power of mentation, minding also has a subtle indriyam. Manaha is indriyam. Understand? Manasaha, the total power, mental power is called what? Chandramaha. Remember that. And this manasaha golakam kim. What is the golakam of the mana indriyam? We all know, indriyam when you say, I is the golakam, seeing power is the indriyam. But what is the golakam for the mana indriyam? The power of mentation. Scientists may not accept, scientists do not even accept the mind, and therefore they believe only the brains, but our shastras differ in this context. Of course, for us, brain is a grasp aspect. That is why when the physical body is cremated, brain also gets cremated, becomes ashes. Understand? Whereas mind is not destroyed, not crematable, isn't it? Mind is not created, mind sukshma. This manasaha indriyam, what is the golakam? Heart. Your physical heart. With auricles and ventricles, you know that? Physical heart is the golakam for the mana indriyam. It's okay? I give you just 5 minutes break, you all come back. Just 5 minutes break, because we will spend a lot of time today. So 5 minutes break.